been too long, or it's not been long enough. We know you've been waiting, but you haven't missed us, because you got to hear the episode not too long ago where you had the smoothness. I know you like that smoothness. I know you love it when you put butter on your toast, give it that flavor, give it that sparkle. I know you love it when you put peanut butter on your sandwich, put on that jelly. And there's only one way you could do that and do it correctly, because we don't got no chunky over here. It's nothing but that smoothness, because it's the Smooth Brothers. It's Marcel here. I'm along with my brother Tyrone. Tyrone, how you been doing?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Sprinkle that cinnamon sugar on that batter toast. Make it taste delicious. That's right, man. The Smooth Brothers are back here once again. What's going on? What's happening? Glad you guys are here with us today. Everything's great. Everything's lovely. Got some great info and this nonsense and creaking and cracking here because my mic's in the way. But anyway, but we back, man. Glad you guys are back, man. What's up?
Shoot, I just got done listening to your episode you did with the SVU cast. And
word. What do you think?
That was a good interview. You did. You're quite the talker. They didn't have much to say. Surprisingly, you kept the ball rolling and rolling.
And then
your daughter came in and just crushed it at the end.
Yes.
Like, I had to pick up my jaw off the ground after that one. I was like,
yeah, she was quite shy about that. She was mostly afraid that people would not like it and make fun of her and hurt her feelings and all that kind of stuff. And I was telling her, I said, baby, not on your daddy's watch, not my watch, baby. I don't think so. But I told her, you did a very good job. And most people wouldn't even taking the chance to do that.
That's true. So, I could imagine, especially her age, that took a lot of courage to get out there and put herself out there like that. So, you know, she has a bright future. You know, get her to hit those notes and a little bit of singing classes, and who knows, she might really just take off.
Exactly. Oh yeah. She'll get it. Like I said, she's just mostly just shy right now.
But what I did like, I did like your football story where they had you as a kicker and you got all in dude's head and he had to drop the ball. He didn't want to be hit.
Heck yeah, man. Hey, when I come in, it was just, I think it when I was younger, man, so I remember this one. I won, I think, like 5 years in a row, I won the special team award. And I was talking to one of my buddies. And his dad said he still has that tape on VHS, and that you know how sound quality is on VHS. You know, it's not crisp, you know, like a CD. But he said that I hit that dude so hard, everybody still feels it to this day when they watch that video. Just all they hear is just like lightning. He says like crack, and I was like, oh, that, and it didn't hurt me. I was hype. I was hype on that, man. It was crazy, but yeah, man, those were the good old days.
So when we get that video and when you go put it on YouTube, so everybody else can get that, we could do the sound effect.
Oh man, we'll have to. I have to ask if he can dub it or whatever and send it to me, or if I can even get a converter to convert it over to VHS to CD or something like that. I'll talk to my homie. He should be able to do that there. We'll see what happens.
Everybody else, if you haven't heard the episode, go check it out. It's on Minor Deprived. It's called the SVU Fancast. You got Robot Large and Proxy and Jason there hosting it. It's a good cast. You get to know the people behind the SVU and really, you know, get some intimate stories and some background on people. I got on there. I didn't really get deep into my story, but we talked about steak.
Yeah.
Steak all day long, because there's steak is an intricate thing. It seems very simple. It's a piece of meat, but man, you just don't understand how deep it can get.
It's delicious. It's delicious, man. But you said using that Montreal, we was talking about there, but that Montreal steak seasoning, and I was like, I don't think that's the one that I'm talking about. But you told me that which one I was talking about, though.
Yeah. The steak, I remember the conversation. I meant to say with Proxy, you can put the steak seasoning on any kind of beef besides an actual steak. I didn't mean put it on chicken, but he said he put it on chicken and it came out good. So
good.
Now I got to try it out just to see what the deal's about.
Oh yeah, most definitely. See, when I use that Montreal seasoning on that one, I'm majority do. Sorry, I get you how to put it. I get a grinder and I grind all like the Montreal seasoning and steak seasoning, and I turn it into a powder.
Ah.
And that's when you want to put on your chicken and other things, because mustard seed you use for steak, you know, you eat big chunks, you know, you got a little bit of garlic here, garlic there. But when it's a powder form, it's a lot easier to season stuff with. So, yeah, so that's the secret of it. That's the secret of it, man. If you get Montreal seasoning, grind it down, then use it that way. So
intra and man, look at that next level game right here.
Yeah, grind it down. That'll be the winner chicken dinner.
Yeah, I can see that. You just massage that all into the chicken, get all in the crevices, let that flavor just get deep in there.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, because it doesn't hurt. It's not grindy or anything like that at all. So it makes everything lovely. Makes everything lovely.
So what's lovely going on with you? Have you been playing any Magic or anything like that? Or
yeah, man. Video games here and there, but I've really been playing. I'm liking this Duels here.
Oh, you're liking it. Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. It's I decided to give it a second chance, and really, not say, oh, this is Duels, this is crazy. No, it's actually pretty good. And the best part about it, I think I get a chance. You know what? I need to get a chance because you can actually use planeswalkers in this one. Well, to me, what makes it OP. So that's what really, really good. So I do like that part. So.
So I do want to get into the Magic Origins and the upsides and the downsides of the game. Mm-hmm. I did have a friend that I was going to have as a guest, but he got into a car accident, so he's on a little...
What?
Yeah, he was riding his moped, and he went around a car and head-on collision.
Oh.
Broke his shoulders, knocked out some teeth, so...
Oh, good Lord have mercy.
On the positive, though, he's got time to play some Magic Origins.
Well, if you want to say that, go right ahead. But dang.
So, I mean, you could talk about it a little bit, but I think we should have an in-depth conversation when we get him on the cast, and then that mm-hmm. way we can have a good back and forth and probably dedicate the whole cast to Magic Duels and how it is as a game. But just tell people about your experience. So you like the fact that they got the planeswalkers, and mm-hmm. and what else about it do you like?
The deck building on it is not that bad. And that's another nice part. You're able to build your own deck, so that's pretty good as well. That's what makes it. There's planeswalkers. You can build your deck. Only part that gets me is this the pack sizes. They only give you 6. They could give you 9. You know, could give you a little bit more. But you're trying to get more packs for this. You know, that's the killer. You know, trying to get more packs on there as well. But besides that, it's pretty good, man. Like I said, can't complain at all. It does have its points. It's you know, it kind of has like the former 2015 type style, but it has that base, but it's new. I guess you can say a new base. So I do like that part. So that part is definitely OP. Doing that, actually talking about it right now. I'm building a deck as we speak here. And, you know, just looking around, see what we got going on. But, yeah, I do like it. It will be, I think it will give some people who haven't played Magic really that long a refresh review, and also gives people a break from what's the other game? Online.
Magic Online.
Yeah, Magic Online. Yeah, it gives you that break there because, I mean, not really, you know, really bank here. You have a fair chance opportunity to to compete with people because it's I think it's like 251 cards, something like that, that's in here in the deck. So no one really truly can over trump you, and you do still have that fair advantage, but you just gotta make sure you just have the cards. And really at the same point, it's not really that hard to get the cards neither. You just gotta play some games, get some gold, buy a couple of packs, and you'll probably be set. So it's not bad at all. I like it.
Have you played Hearthstone yet?
Yeah, I'm gonna play Hearthstone. Yeah, Hearthstone is, how can I put it? Too cartoony for me, I guess you can say.
Hmm. Okay.
And, you know, and basically, most of the thing why I like Magic is I just like the wording and the abilities of the cards. I like that a little bit better than Hearthstone. You got one thing over here that you can attack, you know, like a little seal that attacks you for 2 each turn as well. So that's kind of iffy on there, but still, it's not that bad. So yeah, so I can dig it. I can dig it.
Okay. So there we go. You got your Magic news for the week. That's all you're gonna get from us.
Yeah, that's all you're gonna get. Nothing else. That's it. Have a good night. See you guys later.
Welcome everyone. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back in next week for another episode of the Smooth Brothers.
That's right. See you guys next time. Be good, man. No, we ain't going nowhere. Like, what? You guys leaving already? What happened to the episodes? I'm joking, man. We ain't going nowhere, man.
Short and simple. We ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. Short and simple, straight to the point. Let's see here. Trying to tell you, you want 40. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, basically, if you hear me talk to myself, that's because, like I said, I just started playing it. I really don't have very much too many cards with it, though. But right now, I'm just checking out the abilities on how to, what cards to pick, how to pick them, and, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, it's definitely on point here. So, like I said, right now, I have a couple, you know, see what we got one here, some old school ones. Hellod Pilgrim. That's a 2/2 white. When it enters the battlefield, you may search your library for aura card, reveal it, and put it in your hand and shuffle your library. And that's the kind of card I like there as well. Right now, I'm just messing around making a blue white deck here. It's the battlefield. Target creature gets +1 in a turn. Okay. A little bit, you know, here and there. So it's not bad. It's a 3-drop. I can use that. So yeah, so it's nice. Getting up there, but yeah, man, I'm loving this. I'm loving it, man. I gotta give it his props, man. Give it his props.
That's a hell of a turnaround, though, because I remember when we were talking last episode, actually, but you were going off last year's edition, so you didn't really get a chance to play with this one. And
exactly.
And from last year to this one, I think the biggest part is the fact that it's free to play now. They're not doing this. You got to pay $5 to go to the next campaign and pay $30 to have all these cards. And and I think they made the right decision in that move. But you know, there's plenty more for them to learn and make this as good as they can.
Exactly.
And make it a Hearthstone killer.
I hope they do that. I really hope they do.
Blizzard's too good at making games.
Yeah. I don't want to say about that, because that Diablo 3 is pretty much, but that's supposed to be one of their main deals. Now their other game they got there, that Heroes of Storm. Now that's an OP game right there. That's true OP right there. I love that. That game's pretty nice. But Diablo 3, you know, with all the abilities and stuff, it's been out that long. Diablo 3 is only had like one character come out, to the expansion. I mean, like Diablo 2, you know, they had multiple characters, the paladins, you know, the abilities, stuff like that. Definitely kept people in, but they really fell off in there. So that's just my personal opinion on that one. So not too bad. I really prefer this anyway. So
what else you want to talk about? What do you want to get out there?
Let's see. And mostly it's just continue on this, man. Give this game a try, man. If you've never really played Magic and you really want to get down to it, you know, go through the tutorial. And once you go to the tutorial, you have your deck, man. Go out there and play. And good thing about this one, like you said, it's cross-platform. But Marcel told me recently before we started the cast that it's not. I guess you can't carry your cards from one platform to another wherever you play on, which is understandable, because I think the main reason why they do that is because so many different platforms. There's you got your Android, then you have your OS, then you have your PC stuff here as well. But then since Origins on the PC is going through Steam, that's a different account. Then you go on the one on the tablet, something else, it's a different account. You know, so Xbox One, which I'm downloading on Xbox One right now myself, you know, that's a different name account. So I understand why you can't cross platform. So basically, on the advice I can say is that whatever you decide to use, don't try to go and, you know, and buy packs for all your platforms. Like me, most of the ones that I'll probably play it on will be the PC and Xbox. So if I do buy any packs or gold or anything, it'll just be for those two platforms. I'll play it on my phone or tablet, but when it comes to those, I'll just play what I have. So like I said, just be particular on what you use and where you spend it on, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I really it's dumbfounding that they would go to this point and create it, and then you don't have a cross-platform collection. It's just like Hearthstone does it. They do it well, and yet Magic doesn't do it. That seems very dumb. Yeah. And anti-intuitive, especially on something that's going to cost so much money to get into. It's just like, come on now. Oh, I can't. Oh, I got it on my phone. You can play it on your phone. You can play it on your iPad. You can play iOS. But going to iOS to PC or to Xbox, you can't do that. And, whatever.
Yeah,
I guess they'll figure it out eventually. But, man, well, they're trying. it's better than it was before, but you know.
Yeah, most definitely. And definitely, I said, yeah, it's on point. I give it up there, man. Can't done. But what's going on with you, man? I said, I heard you've been going through some things yourself. No, I'm just curious what's been going on with you, man.
Just work, really. You know, just trying to get stuff together, get everything together for when this baby comes in February. So
what, baby?
Yeah.
What, Daddy Marcel? Welcome to the club. Welcome to the Daddy Club. Welcome to the Daddy Club. Or you don't know what you're having yet, do you?
Not yet. I will soon. Yeah, we'll have to change the podcast to the Smooth Fathers.
Stupid. No, we keep it Smooth Brothers. Yeah, that's smooth. Man. Yeah, we'll be Smooth Fathers at home.
Exactly.
But hell yeah, man. But yeah, man, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you're coming to hood, man. Glad you're doing that, man. For real.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's definitely it's going to be interesting to see how that affects everything, because I'm already barely got time for magic, so I'm gonna have to do some shifting and stuff and start to play more magic and get the ball going. But
get your playing now, because the first little while you'll probably have a little bit of trouble, but then after that you'll be fine.
What tips do you got for someone in my position?
Tips?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I don't know. It's just that's the good thing about Magic Online. Like, you can be holding your baby girl or baby boy, whatever, and then you can just be sitting there and you still can play your magic there as well. You know, so that's confirm that. There we go. Yeah, you can sit there, just hold baby girl like there, and our baby boy, like I said, playing still as well. Just whatever. Like, it's kind of hard to say exactly. Like I said, okay, this is what I want. Is what I want to do. It's your plans are going to totally change. If you like sleeping, sleep now. I mean, seriously, yeah, do there. And one thing I will say, that every new father that comes out, get yourself a lazy boy recliner that has the vibration on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, when you're holding your baby and it's in there, it soothes the baby, because they feel, say they're with the mother, they feel your heartbeat plus with the vibration of the chair, and they fall asleep faster. And also I could just say here as well, when they're young, buy the cheap diapers, but when they get older, buy the good diapers, because if not, it spills and the side. Oh man, it's just crazy. Yeah, so that's like the only other point there is here. So I can say that by doing that, you definitely will definitely be on point. Yeah, you're gonna be a lot of baby wipes. You're definitely gonna need that. So I'm gonna end that there. But yeah, man, by doing that, you'll be good straight up.
So when does it get easier? Like, I know the first year is gonna be really rough.
Even the first year it's rough. Oh, the great, the baby poop, like Bill Cosby said. Oh, look at the little baby little poop. And all of a sudden, like, oh my God, it's there. Stop pooping. So yeah, just learn what your baby needs and wants, and by doing that, that will get you where you need to be, man. So like I said, it may be, crazy, but by the same point, you'll be okay. All right, let's start. Let's do it. Continue. All right, there we go. So yeah, just by doing that, yeah, you'd be straight, man.
Okay.
One child is easy. When you get two, and then that's probably when you have to worry.
How many do you got?
Oh, I only have my daughter Sadie. Okay. I have two older stepsons, but they're 17 and 19, so I ain't gonna worry about them.
Interesting. Yeah, because they're already automated. You don't have to deal with none of that shit.
Exactly. Simply by doing that, man, makes it definitely having older brothers. It's definitely a good thing. Wow. All right. See, right now, I'm just, about to do it. Just doing a duel here. Just a little practice duel. But, sliding between the cards. You're able to see them pretty well here. I'm looking at this draw new hand. I had like four of the same cards. Oh, come look at that, man. This thing don't shuffle well at all. But anyway, I'll take it. But that's a good thing too. Yeah. Don't be afraid of mulligan, man. I'm afraid of the mulligan at all. Like I said, my first opening hand was two planes. Suntail Hawk, the Trojan Free Blade, and Telling Time. Then I got two Angelic Ethics, the Exile Target Creature or Enchantment. So like I said, like, more you play, the more you get down, the more you'll be able to, get different cards that That'll be on point. So, yeah, the style, way it goes. Also, remember, people, when you play this game, make sure that you turn off, like, your battle. Yeah, I think it was called, your battle. I'm trying to think of fear. Your battle animation. That's one people hate. I hate the most about playing people in this game. They sit there and watch this battle animation. I hate that.
It just takes forever.
Yeah, it takes forever, man. It gets on my nerves. And it's like, you're sitting there, like, especially when you're doing a big, large attack, like, dude, you're dead. Just click through it. And some people, they'll just sit there and just watch it. I'm just like, come on, dude, you can do better than that now. Come on. But yeah, besides that, they say that this ain't too bad, man. Ain't too bad at all. But man, yeah, I'm like, at the same point, man, I'm glad that you joined the club, man. It's gonna be a great thing. Gonna be a great thing as well. You're gonna, you know, basically when they're a child, man, just make, you know, the closer you are to your baby, the more there to you. Like Sadie, you know, she's, you know, when she's like, when her mom comes home, she's just going to, my bad, I'm sorry, I'm reading cards up here, but yeah, like, you know, usually when a mom comes home, you know, she's the, hi mom, but she's always in here with me. That's mostly because when she was with me, when she was a baby, I was the one majority changing her diapers. I was the one that was the majority doing things with her and stuff. So, and by doing that, she's like, we're really close. You know, she's like, daddy, daddy, daddy. It's always daddy. Help me, daddy. You know, so daddy this, daddy that. You know, so like I said, you know, that keeps us very close. And that's what I love about being the father. I love being a dad.
Yeah, you can hear it in your passion when you talk about your daughter, her death on the cast. Like, you know, you're in your right elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my baby girl to death. And she's amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to start playing Magic with my kid whenever that comes about.
Oh, yeah. Sadie, she loves playing, Marvel Heroes all the time. And see what we got here. See, this one's playing Harbinger of the Tides. You may cast Tides as though it had Flash. You pay two or more casted. Basically, when it enters the battlefield, you may return target tap creature to opponent's control. Oh, man. All right, I guess it's getting rid of my Hulk. Goodbye, Hulk. Come back to my hand. But anyway.
Your Sun-Tail Hawk, man. No.
No, exactly. No, not the Hawk. Please, anything but the Hawk. Or a card. Okay, I guess I got no choice there, but do that. Let's go ahead and get this down here. Let's see here. So, yeah, Sun-Tail Hawk is crazy. But yeah, it's like I said, I'm not, you know, it may sound like we're off. Not really trying to be off here. Mostly just looking on the points of just seeing what is, you know, basically it has a smooth mechanic. You know, it keeps it going. You know, keeps it moving, so that's definitely a good point on there as well. Let's see here. Chance you to get flying. Yeah, we'll pick that one right there. So right now, I just picked up the... I'm probably going to lose this battle because this deck ain't good at all. Anubis Wings. So it's got that on there. That basically, you know, gives a enchanted creature +1/+2 and has flying, so that's good. Let's see here. This one has Vigilance. This one I own no... Yeah, I'm probably going to lose this battle. But anyway, got a blocker though. I put it that way. Got a blocker. But yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah, doing. Also, just get on the point of get the peers. See if you guys going to block this one right here. There we go. Yeah, just doing that podcast, man. I'd say if you guys haven't listened to it yet, man, you guys definitely should check it out because, like, you know, I tell people, you know, about who I am. You know, for real. Oh God. Yeah, this is over. Maybe not. Yep, it's over. Anyway. Yeah, I definitely, you know, tell people a lot. Come on, man. Can I get a land, please? Yeah, so I'm getting smashed over here and not getting what I need it. Not getting what I need it. Let's see here. Place on that one right there. There we go. Yeah, I need 5. Only got 3. Yep, I put up the Hulk for another block. There we go. Anyway, yeah, it's definitely good. But yeah, definitely go out there and check out the podcast. I tell people, you know, about who I am, what I can do, you know, where I'm from, all that stuff, man. You guys are going to be, you know, like, very much, you know, like, dang, man, I didn't know that about Tyrone. Like, heck yeah, that's me, son. And I'll tell you about where I'm from. Like, say, we talk about football, all that good stuff as well. I definitely let you know what the dilly is, yo. All right, let's see here. See what we got.
So, Tyrone, I heard you had some stuff about gaming that's on your mind. You wanted to get out there.
Well, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, most definitely I do, man. It's definitely some, there's some things going on here. It's going crazy. It's So basically, it's basically the predicament that I'm in right now myself. I lost. But anyway, but yeah, you know, a lot of people have been asking me, what about how do you stream? How do you do this? How do you do that? All that kind of stuff. It's I ain't gonna lie though, it's hard because right now with me, if I guess you want to count all my games from my Xbox to anything else like that, it's hard for me to choose what game I can play. You know, that's a lot of things I want people to understand here as well is when you pick a game, make sure that it's something that you can put your time into. Because like right now, it's like when I say it's hard, because like we just go off the Xbox right now. Like on the Xbox, you got Battlefield, like Metro, NBA, 2K, Elder Scrolls, Tomb Raider, Destiny, Titanfall, Plants vs. Zombies. Then, boom, next point on there on my other end here is, you know, then I got another game on here as well as, if I can get it popped up here. You know, then I got GTA, Marvel Heroes, Guild Wars 2, Battlefield, Hardline, Armor 3, Skyforge. It's just crazy. I know a lot of people are like, I don't know what to do. I can't figure out what to play. It's never good to have multiple games, man. I mean, it's good that you're able to get all the games. You know, you can play though. But and when a lot of people ask me, how do you choose in between? You got to find a game that you're really involved into. If you're a League of Legends players, you know, play League of Legends. Then have a couple games up behind that. And also by doing this way as well, you're gonna save some money. Because this is all the games I named out there. Just count them up to say about $30 a piece. Majority of it, besides like League of Legends and Magic Duels and like actually you can't, because I'm not gonna tell the full price of the stuff I paid for League of Legends. But this is to say that I probably could build two gaming PCs of how much I spent on League of Legends. And I hope my wife don't hear that, or not actually she ain't my wife anymore. But anyway, hope the lady don't hear that. And about what's going on, man. Though, but. I mean, really, for you, Marcel, matter of fact, people, let's use Marcel as an example. Marcel's going to be my guinea pig here on this one. Marcel, how many games do you normally play?
Not many, but I could say July I played a few. I was playing Grand Theft Auto, The Clash of Clans. I was playing Fable again.
Fable?
Yeah, Fable. It was on Xbox.
Yes. Oh, I played every single Fable, even the little toy game, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I played all that. So heck yeah, man. Go ahead.
So yeah, I was replaying that again. So that was an enjoyable, fun time. But yeah, those are the games that I was playing. But then also, you know, Hearthstone's in the back, Magic Online's in the back, and then a couple of the games I just haven't finished was Shovel Knight, City Skylines, and then I was replaying Myst also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then also Prison Architect. I was playing Prison Architect until I ran into a bug where I had to quit the game, which was fucking furious for me.
I bet it is. Yeah, it's just like, so that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh, you know what? Well, take this back here real quick. 1 second here. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about, based on as well. This right there of him just trying to figure out, in you know, based on this game as well. Like Clash of Clans, I think that's okay because you can... play that. What, you play like on the road, right?
Yeah, I usually play that. It's on my phone, so I could. But I mean, I'll play it at home sometimes to grind out some resources or whatnot. But
right.
But yeah, just trying to find the time, you know. I have a problem of not finishing games like I should,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So like I do have ADD, so I'll jump around and bounce from a game to another game. And so that's an issue. So I was trying to finish up. I was trying to GTA. I think I'm halfway through GTA 5, and I really like that game. It's bringing me back to you know, high school when I was playing San Andreas for like you know, all the free time that I possibly could. So
definitely want that. Heck yeah, man! GTA is definitely a game that you wanna get down with, because let's see, you got a clip real quick. Yeah, because like GTA, I mean, you got the music. You got playing against other people, stuff like that. Because, like, see, that's my hardest point is when I'm playing, you know, because we're playing games, I'm majority like playing multiplayer games. You know, like your GTA, your Battlefield, stuff like that. But then, yeah, some people who like playing games like Witcher, Batman, you know, Fallout, stuff like that, you know, that's mostly single player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, usually, majority of those people, those are like, they're late. I mean, early 20s, somewhere around there, more basic, because, you know, like us, you know, we grew up with Nintendo. You know, so majority of the games we played, unless we had like a cousin over or something, you know, some family members over, you know, we get to play, you know, double, like on Nintendo, some Nintendo, but we never really get to play cross-platform. Well, for me, playing it for so many years, I really would like to, have, you know, somebody to play with, because I'm tired of playing by myself all the time. Like, you know, like during the Christmas time, that's when you have some cousins come over and we'll do the whole, Street Fighter, you know, get down and play some Street Fighter, yes. Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So that was the jam right there. Street Fighter was the shiznit. And I love playing that, you know, but then, you know, after a while, you know, I got kind of tired of doing that. So then, you know, in between there, then trying to, you know, balance in between that, you know, I just couldn't get back into it. That's just me. So they say, like, we guys come out here and enjoy your particular games. That's when you play. Now, the main reason why I'm bringing this up is because you got Magic Duels and you got Magic Online. You're gonna have to pick in between which one you want to play.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to pick, because you can't continue to go and play Magic. I mean, if you're Brainstorm Brewery. If you're a brewer or something like that that needs those type of cards to play, that's okay. That's, you continue to play Magic Online. But if you're majority just a just a casual player, then you're gonna want to play duels, because you can't keep your money stuff from there. By doing achievements and stuff like that, you're able to, you know, save up on your money on there like that as well. So you gotta pick a two. If you try to play both, you'll go broke. That's just, you know, the straight talk. So you gotta do that way. If you don't, then you're gonna be in trouble. So you gotta just make sure you got there doing, you know, you out there doing your darn thing, man, for real.
Yeah, and it's not in that balance. And see, the problem with this year is I haven't played much Magic. I played Magic here and there, a couple good things, but finding that time, because the Magic, you know, Magic could be frustrating for people because you feel like you're not really getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sadly, you know, like Hearthstone, the achievements in Hearthstone actually feels like you're grinding out towards some advantage, or you're getting better at the game. You know, the rankings definitely help you do that. You feel like, you know, you're going up to a certain achievement level. And Magic, you know, unless you're really like setting goals for yourself, it could feel like an endless grind. And
mm-hmm.
And I haven't played as much Magic as I had. This has probably been the least Magic I've played in 10 years or 7 years of getting back into Magic.
Right.
You know, and I really don't know why. I mean, part of it is, you know, Magic Online has a number of shortcomings, and like my lifestyle, I really need to have the leagues, the mm-hmm. Magic, because I need to have, like, you know, I can't dedicate 4 hours a day to go play Magic Online and enter into a daily event and sit there and be behind the computer for the whole time.
So, yes.
So, I mean, it's trying to find that balance. And, you know, I do feel kind of bad that I haven't been playing as much Magic, but, you know, like, Magic is one of those things that's always going to be there in a way. So mm-hmm. I'm going to get back into the game soon. I'm hoping that, you know, by me starting to do some streaming, that, you know, my passion for Magic will be back up there again. But you know, and that's the thing with Magic, you know, Magic is a ebb and flow. Sometimes you won't be in it as much, and sometimes you will. And mm-hmm. You know, just find what works for you, you know. Get what you can out of Magic, and there's something out there for everybody. So it's really figuring out how you want to consume it.
Yeah, this is exactly how you got based up there, man. Yeah, just find your jam, find out what you like to play, and stick with it. Bouncing around different places, that will not help you at all. And basically, we're telling this, man, just trying to help you save your money, man, for real. Because if not, you'll be all gone. Be all gone, man, for real. Definitely get down there, do your research, find out what you want to be at, man. And it's like, man, what's going on with this podcast, man? No, it's see, sometimes, you know, when we talk, we just, you know, we try to give you guys knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, us being older and you know, especially, you know, going through the game, been through some stuff here. Because, like I said, another reason why I'm bringing it up here as well, because a lot of people ask me when I stream. And, you know, what you do this, how you do this, why you do that, man. Yeah, man, we just want you guys in the game. Like I said, if you guys get a chance, man, stop by the stream. You know my name, MTG Brainstorm at Twitch TV. Come by, check it out, man. If you guys got any questions, please just come in and talk to me. Let me know. Right now, I'm, you know, trying to keep on a regular base here. Pretty soon, it's going to be on a regular base because Baby Girl is going to be going about to school here pretty soon. So I'll definitely be on in the mornings. Stop by, ask any questions you want. come earn them storm dollars, and you know, be straight, man. And I said, we're here for you, no matter if it's about gaming or not. If you got any other questions, even anything besides not gaming, please let us know. And if there's anything particular that you guys want to know, want to talk about here on the cast, man, hit us up in the email or hit me up through the stream. Anything that you want to do, let us know what you guys want to hear, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I know what they do want to hear.
What's that?
What they always come here for, that moment of smoothness.
That moment of smoothness. That moment of smoothness. Oh. Time for the moment of smoothness. That's right, baby. Yes, and I said this week, I said we're going to definitely keep it smooth here, man. Like Marcel said at the beginning of it, man, we're going to keep that like that. None of that crunchy peanut butter around here. It's all about that smooth peanut butter. Maybe a little slide, that smooth caramel around top. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it delicious. You know what I'm saying? You know, basically just keeping it smooth here is that, you know, just keep it smooth on your game selection, man. Don't say like, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this. Nah, man. I tell you, man, you got to find what you need, man. And it's just like, because at the same point, man, you're going to be upset with yourself. Oh, I can't play this. Oh, suck that. You're going to just frustrate yourself, man. Find a couple games that you like, man, and play them. Be smooth with it, man. And the main thing about that as well, reason why I'm bringing this up here in the moment of smoothness is that I think we probably talked about this before. Same point. Don't be a troll. Don't troll people when you're playing a game. Someone's kicking your butt in a certain particular game. Don't be going there talking. I mean, it's different between in-game trash talk and really, that hateful stuff, man. Yeah, man. And keep the hate off the internet, man. And of course, you know we're not going to do that because you know you got those internet warriors out there, internet troll warriors that going to just literally stalking trash. Marcel, the reason why I'm also bringing this up, man, I didn't know if you knew this or not, but I think it was like last week, I was streaming on my stream here. This dude came in my chat, man, and start dropping in dirt, man, dropping in bombs, all this stuff, man, and I banned him, right? Mm-hmm. Then he comes back and makes a new account. You know what he named his account?
What?
Tyrone is a good name for the N-word. Yeah, I mean, and I know we shouldn't let stuff like this bother you, and this is what I'm saying, man. It in a way it did kind of bother me, but the same point is that I should feel impressed or whatever. I'm not sure, because I mean, you take the time just to make up another account, let's do that. But he did it like 4 or 5 times, so by doing as well. But then he comes back and then he hacks one of my mods so that he's in his account talking smack in his account from other dudes. So he had to go back and change his password, which he did, but then he hopped on his other account, right? Then after that, he hacks his other account that he's got on because the other one was hacked. Started talking trash from there. So he basically had to drop both his accounts, change passwords, emails, all that kind of stuff, just to be able to come back in the chat because this dude wanted to come to my channel and hate on me that much.
Damn. Yeah. Salty. Extra salty.
Yeah, extra salty. Man, so stuff like that is not necessary. Man, I know we got the trolls and, you know, all that kind of shit, but yeah, that to me, that's just way too much just to come in and be disrespectful like that. That's just my personal opinion. What do you think about people doing stuff like that?
Well, you know, we talked about it before on a moment of smoothness, is that, you know, that's, I feel that you need to build your community wherever you're at. And, you know, hating on other people is never a good thing, and it's never going to get you what you want. So I guess he's enjoying himself. He's obviously spending so much time and effort into trying to do this to make you a little bit miserable that, you know, there's people out there that will do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sad, but, you know, keeping it smooth with games is like, don't get burnt out. Like, you know, find what works for you, find the amount of games and find the right balance. So that way you don't overdo gaming. Like, you know, I know when I was a kid, like I was addicted to playing video games and, you know, spending too much of your time thinking about a game or spending, you know, whatever free time you got trying to get down there and play video games, it's not a good thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with playing video games. There's nothing wrong with getting your fun and spending, yeah, shit, even spending a whole day, you know, 8 hours, 12 hours the day. But if you do that all the time, like, you're missing out of some stuff in life. Like, Like, I had an epiphany when I was playing The Sims. You remember that game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I was playing that game. I think it was Sims or Sims 2. And then, like, I was like, yeah, man, I got this character. He's awesome. You know, got this cool job. House is going up. Women coming to the house. Free sex everywhere. And then it's just like, it dawned on me, like, but here I am still in my parents' house, broke as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to rub two pennies together. And I'm like, but I got this really cool character. And it started just to think about, like, my priorities. Like, you know, why am I not spending this time grinding, trying to grind money for myself or better my position in life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me reevaluate stuff. So from that point forward, I didn't put as much time and effort into grinding as many characters are. I limited that. And I try to, you know, focus time on myself because it's a balance. Your life is a balance. Video games are meant to be an escape away from life or a forms of entertainment. But
mm-hmm.
if it becomes your sole passion or what your life revolves around, you're doing it wrong. I personally think. I think there's more to this world than being behind a, you know, computer screen or TV screen, and that's the means of your existence. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, finding that balance is it.
Very much so. You're right, man. Yeah. See, that's you know, one of another points right there as well, man. Is, you know, definitely what he's talking about there is you know, being stuck behind a computer screen. Now. What you need to do here, you know, keeping it smooth in the moment, man. Think about, man, what can I do? You want to get out? Hey, this, I mean, if you want to be a gamer, that's what you want to do, fine. But change it up, man. Get out. And a good way to get out is you know, find a LAN party, you know. Get yourself a traveling PC that, you know, you can go to, the, you know, your local LAN shop or maybe over somebody else's out there. Because I know in Indianapolis, there's a group of people that that rent out, you know, like a small center. You know, and they bring in other, you know, like internet providers out and fill up a whole room with internet connections. So although you're not at home behind a computer screen, you're in, you know, you're out battling. You know, let's use example to say, let's use Battlefield for example. So instead of playing Battlefield at home, you're getting together, but you're out at a community center playing against other people that you can see right there in front of you, other side of the room. Then when you're not playing, you're still mingling with people, getting out, grabbing a snack with people, getting new people out there as well. There's many different ways that you still can game and still be able to do that at the same time. So that's definitely what you guys should try to do, man, for real. And trust me, it'll be worth your while, man, straight up. So get out there, man. Get out there and enjoy yourselves.
Live life. Life has much to offer. But don't stop playing video games, because I'm not. I'm going to be fucking it. Yeah. 75 years old, still playing.
Hell yeah, man. Same here, brother. Same here.
Game on.
Definitely got to do that up there here real quick. So what I'm going to do here is, you know what? Let's go ahead and get some. So right now, like I said, saying earlier, I said PC is going to be my major base on getting stuff here. So right now I'm about to, you know, pump out, get some coins here real quick. And we'll see what we can get here. So, like I said, pick your base, pick what you want to use, man, and get out there and do it. I think, and another thing too, man, it's always good. Like I said, like, you going to play Magic, go find yourself, you know, get yourself like one little deck, and like every once in a while, go out to your local card shop and go play a thing of Friday Night Magic, man. Get out there and just go out there and mingle. Like I said, you don't got to do it every week. Just get you one nice little deck. Hell, you can go out there and buy a starter deck. Throw a couple cards in there, you know, get that done, and boom, you're ready to go. And by doing that, man, you'll be straight as a gate, man. So by doing that, you'll be, trust me, getting out there with your people, seeing stuff, you'll definitely get that down here. So get that up there. All right, are you guys interested to see what I get? Because I think I got enough to buy 8 packs. You want to stick around to find what I get, man?
Yeah.
All right. There, Mr. Marcel with the lag here. I don't know what's going on. And I guess that's that California connection. And plus, while we're doing this, man, how's the? You're not affected by any of those fires going on right now, are you?
Oh no. That's down south, so I don't got any of those issues per se.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because I was wondering, I was like, man, because I know some other people that are close to being affected by that. So I was wondering if you've been affected by that at all. I was like, man, I hope Marcel's stuff don't burn down, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's see here. So I guess my first pack here. See, we got Elvish Visionary. So we got Zelic Royal. So we got, say, Garpur Aether Guide. Nothing really, anything that really touches a fancy here. I got a Carl Hopperdine Soul Hoarder. That's a 4 and 2 black. And nothing pretty much there. Nothing I really should really be talking about there. Yeah, we'll just go to the next pack here. All right, next pack. Let's see what we get. Open that up here. I'm hoping at least one of these packs will pop me off a Planeswalker or something here. And one thing I noticed about this on here, man, is, there's not very many, I guess we'll say, counter spells here. Have you noticed that at all about this?
I haven't played enough. There's no counter spells at all?
There's some counter spells, but they're not like your normal, the one in blue ones. What's the name of the one that
is Cancel?
Cancel, yeah. I haven't seen a Cancel in here, but it's the other one that's one in the blues, old school one. I cannot remember the name of it, but yeah, that one's not in here. But yeah, there's not very many different. It's a lot, you know. It's like more stuff they got on here is just like more like the big poppers, you know, the one that usually, you know, big ones off here, but nothing. Nothing really, really good, man. You know, that's the only thing I don't like about it. So there's not really. I'm a Cancel dude, so when I play blue white, I want something that, you know, that counter spells. Like, what's it here? We got Calculated Dismissal.
Uh huh.
That's one counter spell. Counter target spell unless the controller pays 3. They have Spell Mastery. If there are 2 or more instants or sorcery cards in your graveyard, scry 2. Now see, that's not too bad, but that one's 2 in the blue though. So that one's not too bad here as well. But yeah, nothing good so far. Just your basic commons. Here's all. I haven't got a chance to pop off a Planeswalker or anything like that yet at all. Yeah, nothing good here. See what the rare in this one is. Garry's Revenge. Can't be countered. Has haste. Cannot be target of non-green spells or abilities from non-green sources. So that one's 7 though. That's a big dog right there. That one costs a lot. But yeah, buying packs are not too bad. $10, you get 8 packs, so that's it's pretty darn good. Here, finally got some good one here. Quick, get +1 equip. Veteran sidearm. Eh. Then we got another. See, what's the rare on this one here? The rare on this one is Despoil of Souls. 2 black. I mean, black. It can't be blocked. Exile 2 creature cards from your graveyard. Return it to your hand. I'm going black there as well. So, then my game just crashed here or something. And another thing about this one too here, it doesn't have you're not able to, you know, go like full screen or anything like that. That's one thing I don't like about it. I should be able to, you know, choose, and the window never fits anything like that. So it's a bunch of malarkey here. We do here. So we got one. Despair. Return target non-land permanent to owner's hand. See stuff like that. That's nothing. Nothing good. Not one single Planeswalker. Man, come on. Not one. I just want a Planeswalker. And bunch of garbage. You see, the rare in this one is, Kathian's Irregulars. It's 2 white, unknown. I'm renown. When this creature deals combat damage to a player, if it isn't reowned, put a +1 counter on it and becomes reowned. I'm not sure exactly what that means or what really that is.
Renown, yeah, means you put a +1/+1 counter.
Oh, okay. That's what it means. Okay, good. All right, well, that's pretty much it, man. That's all I got. But yeah, because me and them are asking, a lot of people are asking me about this because, I'd say the same point there. Get off my screen here, man. They were asking me, you got any good blue spells in here? So I'm not really for sure. Because, like I said, there's only a few. See, I'm basically looking right now for any instance here. Yeah, there's no. Only one that's that Calculated Dismissal. That's the only major counter I see here. Oh, of course, you got Bone to Ashes, which is 4. Everybody should know what that is. 2 blue, counter target creature spell, draw a card. But see, that's just a creature spell. So that's not really that, not all that great. But so, yeah, so if you're looking, thinking about playing blue and countering everything, you might be out of luck, my friends. Because I don't see nothing on here. Sorry, folks. Yeah, it's just blue is just not where it is, man. But anyway, let's go ahead and get out of here. Definitely go and check out Magic Duels. You guys definitely enjoy it. Sorry, I didn't pull any good cards, but what can you do?
We
what you can do is you can tune in next week to another episode of the Smooth Brothers.
All day, every day.
Next month or something, I don't know.
Well, it should be next month. This month just started, so I hope they don't have to wait another 20-some days for another cast. So. Well, it also depends on how Marcel's schedule is, because see, right now, I do have the time, but it's like I said, it's all Marcel and what he's able to do. So if we get down with it, we'll get with it. If not, you know how it goes. All right, my brother.
All right, brother.
Talking to you once again.
It was a good one.
Definitely get down and do this again, man.
For sure. Later, everyone. Later, Tyrone.
Later on, my brother. Be good, man.
Peace.
Later.